Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Number 855-450-3733. That's the number you call if you want to take control of the airways. If you don't want to talk about what we're talking about, last hour we were talking impeachment, we were talking cryptocurrency. We're kind of back on impeachment, but that doesn't mean we got to talk about it. You got something else that you feel is important, you think others will find interesting, bring it up. We'll talk about it. The we I refer to is myself, Chris.
And I'm Ian.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And we have been talking about impeachment and what complaints have been brought so far to the U.S. House of Representatives. They're the ones that do the investigation. They decide whether or not to impeach. To impeach would be to find the president or whoever they're impeaching guilty of whatever high crimes and misdemeanors they decide are high crimes and misdemeanors, and that's kind of up to them. They can say, you know, you put half and half in your coffee.
Really? So they
and
can just
we
do
just well, there's yeah, and,
well,
and
they,
this
they can, but then there's also the possibility that they'll get reversed by the Supreme Court, although I don't know if that's happened. The Supreme Court's given themselves...
they can reverse an impeachment?
I've never read that. But
well, I don't know if they can, but then again, it was never written that the Supreme Court could overturn cases.
I would call
so
the
thing is, if there is a dispute above about a an impeachment, it would go to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court would either find that it was or was not within its power to rule on that dispute. So that would be interesting. But I think that they would have original jurisdiction, as I understand.
I don't think the Supreme Court is mentioned anywhere in the Constitution when it comes to impeachment.
It is mentioned definitely because one of the justices, I believe the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court
presides. Yeah, but I don't know if they have a formal role. That's not to say that our Supreme Court...
They don't have a formal role, but what I'm saying is...
If it ended up going through court,
if
so
they
assign
themselves a role, well, you file a lawsuit...
For what?
And...
presumably,
well, I don't
if you
know.
Were found
you can write
guilty.
Anything on a piece of paper and call it a lawsuit. The question is whether or not you'll win.
Do you have standing?
I think
there's all kinds of absurd lawsuits that get put forward. You can file just about anything you want to if you got a smart enough attorney.
I think I would characterize the House of Representatives in this example in the case of impeachment more like a grand jury. You know, it's sort of like we could indict a ham sandwich if we
wanted
to.
Yeah, they're more
to.
Like a grand jury. But then if the party is removed,
then that
I
would
not
done.
Be surprised if there ended up being a federal lawsuit over that.
That
if
would
Trump
be,
were removed, I wouldn't be surprised if people started throwing bullets over that.
So, I mean,
told.
Right, but then you're talking against who? The Senate, because they're the only ones who could remove him from office to indict, to impeach someone. Obviously, it never hurt Clinton.
Yeah, I don't know
he,
who
he
you
completed
would
everything.
Sue.
It just meant that he was found innocent of the charges presented mm-hmm. by the House of Representatives. If found innocent... In the Senate, in that trial. So I'm trying to
It's hilarious
understand.
That if you ask just about any American, name the one president who was impeached, they're going to say Nixon.
Yeah.
According to the Wikipedia article, it does take two-thirds in the Senate. So it's probably never going to happen.
Yeah, it's unlikely because it's a Republican control. Now where it's going to get interesting is how it breaks down, how the... how the country feels, how individual state.
Well, we know how Justin Amash feels about it, and he's left the Republican Party over this.
Sure,
I understand it. So,
he would likely vote for impeachment.
I suspect he would, despite being not a Republican anymore. He's an independent, but he used to be a Republican.
Right. And there's early polling of what people have said over the past year. What their positions are lately on the question of impeachment in the House of Representatives. Mm-hmm. The Senate has not really talked about it that much, but a lot of senators seem to be against. Now, I think that all changes should compelling evidence come out. And again, going back to do the people take it seriously? Because senators, this is the flip side of the 17th Amendment. Senators are elected by popular opinion, and
they didn't used to be, though.
They didn't used to be. They used to be appointed by state legislatures. So the question really becomes, you know, at some point, if it makes it to the Senate, if charges are presented and they feel that there's some evidence behind them, then does a senator decide to go down with his Republican ship? I think that's more a feeling in the House of Representatives with Republicans. They'll stand by their man.
Right.
I think the Senate takes a more pragmatic look and probably a little bit longer view.
I think Nancy Pelosi's overplayed her hand with this. My prediction is that he will be acquitted and that she will have a very difficult time if and when she tries to bring a second impeachment hearing for better reasons.
Right.
Because they're not going to stop wanting him impeached if they lose. I think they will get the impeachment quite possibly.
I think very easily.
But I would be surprised if they got I think they'll get an impeachment and an acquittal. The thing is, even if somebody wanted him impeached, if they wanted him removed, if they agreed with me, they wouldn't vote to impeach now because it's going to make it harder to impeach again later. It's going to be the boy who cried wolf.
And I think that's what the Democrats have been doing. They've been waiting for, you know, the stars to all align.
And they've been crying wolf. They've eroded so much of their own political capital and credibility with the witch hunts.
Well, this is about the election. Okay, because they control the House, right? And even if they control the Senate, it's only by one vote or whatever it is. It's not much, right? Do they control the Senate now?
No, Republicans.
Okay. They did for a short moment. But even if they did control it, it's not two-thirds of the Senate. So the idea that they think they're going to get, you know, half the Republicans to flip and vote in favor of conviction is just ridiculous. So they know it's going to fail. They're going into this knowing it's going to fail, but they get to acclaim themselves as the fighters for good, the fighters for decency. We did what we could to that Trump, and he had his people stop us. We did everything we could. We voted the majority, because it only takes a majority in the House.
This is why I disagree with you guys.
Okay.
I think that senators have more interest in self-preservation than they do in the Republican Party.
Well, what do you think they would vote to impeach?
I couldn't say based on what I've read in the newspaper 2 days after evidence has started to leak out. I don't know what's out there. And that's the whole thing.
I mean, they're going to stick to their base. The Republicans' base, whether they like it or not, is the Trump voter.
Right, but I think that can change. That all can change.
Oh, sure, it could.
Yeah.
And there's a part of the Republican base that was not Trump voter, and there's
true
voters,
never
and there's
Trump
a part of the there's some
we'll
of the Trump voters
vote for
that aren't
Bill
Republican
Weld.
Base. I look at Trump as being like an authoritarian liberal.
Sure, you want to look at him that way, but a lot of the right loves the guy.
Yeah,
a lot of them do.
A lot of them do.
I mean, around here, they've got, the Republican group in Cheshire County, New Hampshire, auctioned off like some kind of Trump artwork. and they were all excited about it, and they were all just babbling about his appearance that he had in Manchester recently at one of their more recent meetings.
Oh, yeah, that was kind of weird, watching 60-year-old women go all fangirl.
Yeah. I think he's won a lot of them over, even if they weren't initially his supporters. I think they're either behind him now because he's the president and because he's a Republican and nothing else.
Yeah, and I think that just shows more about how partisan we've become. That we would not, you don't party before anything else. 855, 450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2. Get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That is our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. That's the number to call if you want to get on the air, if you want to weigh in on this Trump impeachment. Give us a call. If you're a Democrat, give us a call. If you're a Republican, give us a call. If you're a Libertarian, give us a call. I want to know where the country...
You know, you can just simplify that to give us a call.
I could just say give us a call, but I specifically want to invite the Democrats and the Republicans. I really want to talk about this.
And the Libertarians.
Everybody.
And the Greens.
And the Greens, yes. If you are green...
How about the Independents?
It's still kind of out on that, out on the independence.
Non-voting anarchists?
Yep, I want to hear from them. I want to talk about this, and if you don't, that's okay. Just bring up another subject, or we'll bring up a different subject if nobody's interested. See, this to me is, it's nostalgic. This reminds me of 1972, watching the impeachment of Richard Nixon with my mom. This was great stuff. This was great TV.
Are you saying I look like Nixon?
Can you put your hands up, make peace signs?
I am not a crook.
That's not bad, Rich. Not bad at all.
Nobody is a crook.
And, Rich, I don't know if you remember that. Ian, you're obviously
too young. No, I was not alive.
You're like 11 years old now.
No, but due to the Rocky Horror Picture Show, I do remember part of his parting speech. To leave office before my term is completed is abhorrent to every instinct in my body. You call that a body? But as president, you call that a president? I must put the needs of America first.
yes, and he left, and that's how we got Gerald Ford, and it was a big mess, and it was interesting in my household because my dad was a Nixon supporter, you know. Pretty much a conservative guy, and my mom was a very liberal Democrat, so it made for interesting talk at the dinner table there for a few months.
Yeah, my parents are very leftist. They can't see the gun in the room. Very nice people other than that.
Yeah, I think my mom probably influenced me more politically than my dad did. Unfortunately for her, it was just in the opposite direction because the stuff she was espousing just didn't make any sense to me then, and which is why I spent 30 years in the Republican Party.
Thanks, Mom.
Just what she wanted to hear. That reminds me of the time that I got her an autographed picture of G. Gordon Liddy when I was down in D.C. one time and presented it to my Democrat mother as a gift. She really didn't appreciate it. But
do you remember Ehrlichmeyer?
Ehrlichmeyer? Ehrlichman.
Ehrlichman?
The name. I can't remember what position he held in the Trump administration, in the Nixon.
He was chief of staff, I think. Okay. But I was just curious as to what role he played. He was the one who later reported that Nixon explicitly said that he wanted to start the war on drugs to get black people and hippies.
Yeah.
Because black people, he just hated black people, and hippies opposed the war.
Right. I think as chief of staff, he would have been in pretty much every meeting, and Nixon found out, guess what, too? In case you forgot, there was a recording system inside the White House. Now, we don't know if the White House still has some form of recording system. I think it likely still does.
For phone calls?
Yeah. I can't imagine that there's not an exact tape of this. I was surprised to see that created transcript based on, you know, people that were on the call that this came out, and this wasn't just a verbatim as you described, and I just haven't seen anything to that effect, you know, a verbatim recording. I suspect that the Democrats would love to get their hands on the actual recording if that does exist.
I would like to get
my
hands on the actual recording. I'm really curious.
Yeah, I am too.
I don't trust the Democrats' characterizations of it any more than I trust the Republicans' characterizations of it.
And that's the whole thing. I don't know. Honestly, I'm not going to trust anything that comes out of the Trump administration.
Yeah. I mean, these... these are all just crooks arguing over who was a bad crook and got caught.
You can't trust the Trump administration. You can't trust the Democrats. Yeah. You can't trust any of these people.
Right.
Yeah, and you can't trust anybody in the media.
Right.
There's literally, I was having this argument, I was talking about the scientific establishment then, but it comes down to the same. What is the source of information that you trust? There aren't any for me. I mean,
right.
There's
know?
A few people that I vaguely trust. You know, Ben Swan, Judge Napolitano, a few people like that.
Well, even Vincent sent me a note tonight saying that Napolitano has sold out. He says they're either bribing him or have blackmail on him. He's gone full Orange Man bad, but for BS reasons. He's just repeating Democrat talking points.
See, well, I don't know. I mean, there was an assumption built into what Napolitano said, and I assume he's referring to Napolitano's statement that Trump had committed that it appeared that Trump had personally broken the law on the phone with the Ukraine. And the only error in logic that I saw in what Napolitano said is he seemed to assume that the only possible reason for that phone call was that Trump wanted to benefit himself in the election, but I am quite sure that the White House will argue that no, Trump had other reasons to make that request of the Ukraine. Maybe they were having a hard time with their investigation and needed the Ukraine's, I guess, president or whoever he was on the phone with to, you know, call up the Ukraine's law enforcement and say, hey, you guys get on the stick and do your job. Well, if that's what was going on, there's nothing untoward, though.
Mm-hmm. One thing that I will give the founders credit for is they did not specify what crimes constitute an impeachable offense. Now, I was listening
to... We'll know it when we see it.
Right. Well, I was listening to a broadcast from Michael Bolden, 10th Amendment Center.
I haven't heard from him
in a long time. So he was talking about
this. Is he still doing stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
So he was talking about this.
I haven't seen him since the Pirates of the Caribbean video, which is hilarious.
He was talking about impeachment and really why didn't the founders specify, you know, if you lie to the American people, that is an impeachable and so on and so on. Because according to him, hold on. Right, exactly. What his argument was that if you look at their wording, they came up with a phrase, high crimes and misdemeanors. Now, that gave them latitude, whether it be, you know, one party or the other, to come up with charges. It can be charges that would be unpresidential. It could be charges that were a definite crime. It could be anything. But this idea that, you know, if you acted in a way that doesn't seem like something a president should be doing.
Unbecoming of a president.
Yeah, you could impeach on that. Now, again, it's up to the Senate to hold the trial and decide whether you're actually guilty or not. 855-450-FREE. What do you think? What is impeachable? Has Trump past that level, or is this much ado about nothing? 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on up to crypto whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate passed the spending bill Thursday by a vote of 82-15,
rejecting an amendment by Republican Senator Rand Paul to cut spending in order to pay for the measure. The House passed the measure last week, and the president is expected to sign the bill ahead of September 30th, which is the end of the fiscal year. In audio that was obtained Thursday from the Los Angeles Times, President Trump tells a group of people at the UN that the individual who provided the whistleblower with information is close to a spy.
We never saw the calls, heard something, and decided that he or she, whether it's sort of like almost a spy, who's the person that gave the whistleblower the information? Because that's close to a spy. You know what we used to do in the old days where we were smart, the spies and tracers? We used to handle it a little differently than we do now.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's our toll-free number. That's the number you can call to get on the air and talk about what's on your mind. What's on our mind right now is impeachment, but that doesn't mean you have to talk about impeachment. Talk about anything you like. That's the beauty of open phones radio. There isn't much of it left in the world, but we are the gleaming beacon of it on the air tonight and every night. But first, I wanted to tell you about taking Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies at your business. Do you operate a retail business, and are you looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier, thanks to HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. There's no paperwork, no approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just visit HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com and follow the simple steps. Within moments, you'll be accepting cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, and Dash at your store. Get started now at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. That's HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Yeah, they did have some big changes. We had the guys from AnyPay on Tuesday this
nice.
Week. And one of the big changes is they're refocusing on doing a better job with just a few different cryptocurrencies. because they had up to 11 of them at one point. And
to be honest,
no one was using a bunch of them.
I run a retail store, and I have people that come in and pay with crypto, and there were a few in there that never, ever got used.
Yeah. I'm looking here at the list. I think it's only four right now. I think they're doing Dash, Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, and Bitcoin SV.
And here in New Hampshire, that's what people use. I mean, those
mostly
are
the first three.
Yeah.
There's like one guy in Keene that's obsessed with Bitcoin SV, but...
they can keep him happy.
Well, if you want somebody to send it to, he can send it to me.
Right.
Right.
I don't think you can do Bitcoin SV in our crypto bot, though, in the chat room.
I applaud them, and that is, you know, giving it a little focus, you know, talking about what people actually use and not supporting some cryptocurrencies. There's lots of them out there, but not all of them have a lot of usage. When you look at, you know, number of transactions over the last 24 hours and you see them with a few hundred around the world, that's not a lot of usage. We are going to go to the phones where we have...
It actually makes me wonder if any of those would be susceptible to 51% tax.
A lot of them are, but the question is it worth doing? Mm-hmm. And Ian, we talked about this, I guess, last week. We're going to go to the phones where we've got Olivia from Arizona. Olivia, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, Ian and Nobody and Chris.
Hey.
I wanted to mention the Nixon against the hippies and the blacks. This came up actually not that long ago. I was watching this comedian named Sean Patton, and he has this stand-up comedy routine about how marijuana is not a gateway drug, and he explains why. Basically because marijuana makes you super paranoid and cautious about whatever you do. And the baby boomer I was watching this with was just shocked. And it just reminded me of this quote that I try to share with everybody, because people don't seem to know about this one. Y'all probably have heard it, but if it's okay, I'd like to read it anyways.
Yeah, go ahead.
This one came, this on a bunch of news stories, but I've got CNN pulled up right now. A writer named Dan Baum interviewed John Ehrlichman, who is Nixon's domestic policy chief. And he has this quote where he literally says the Nixon campaign in 1968 and the Nixon White House after that had two enemies, the anti-war left and black people. You understand what I'm saying? We knew we couldn't make it illegal to be either against the war or black, but by getting the public to associate the hippies with marijuana and blacks with heroin and then criminalizing both heavily, we could disrupt those communities. We could arrest their leaders, raid their homes, break up their meetings, and vilify them night after night on the evening news. Did we know we were lying about the drugs? Of course we did.
Yep.
That's it.
That was exactly. Thank you so much for calling in with that quote. I used the same quote in my public speaking class, because one of my speeches was the drug war is a scam. And thank you for calling in with that.
Yeah, it's interesting that now Trump people who vape.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the war on vaping. It's the war on
drugs.
Well,
the thing is, that's going to be, I'm moving into that black market as soon as it opens up.
Oh, yeah. And it will.
It's open now in Keene. You can sell to people under the age of 21.
Yeah, but Massachusetts, they're not letting people vape for the next 4 months or so.
Thank you for the call.
Yes, thank you.
Good, terrible quote, but
yeah,
good
it
for
is.
Bringing it to us.
But it is good from a historic point of view.
It's just so astounding to see it there so bleakly on the page, because it's what the drug war feels like from being on the other side of it. You know, these people aren't concerned about the health of drug users. They're perfectly happy to lock us up in prison.
Right, right.
So why are they wasting billions of dollars to try to save us? And the answer is they're not trying to save us. They're trying to destroy us as a political force in society, and as a culture. Now, that makes it a genocide.
That vape you were smoking smells like chocolate cake. Come with me. You're under arrest. No, you laugh, but that is really, if you're going to make it illegal to possess, illegal to sell.
They're not going to make it illegal to possess. I think they're going to make it illegal to sell.
Do we know that? Other states are making possession illegal.
Are they?
Yes.
What state?
I think Michigan. You might be familiar
really?
With that one.
I'm familiar with Michigan.
Yeah.
I thought it was just sales that they had outlawed there. But if it is, if they're outlawing carry, then that's a much, or possession, that's a much more serious thing. That's going to turn into a wholesale mess.
It is a mess.
Especially if they do it as a criminal and not a civil infraction, mm-hmm. which is what they call violations in Michigan, except slightly different. They're actually civil.
We're going to stay on the phones where we've got Jamin in San Antonio. Jamin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Hey, Jamin. Good, thanks. What's up?
Nobody, if you needed any more evidence that the drug war is a scam, just check out when Bill Clinton was governor of Arkansas at a little town called Mena, Arkansas.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And that's about all the proof you need.
Right.
The fact that there was a town called Mena isn't proof of anything. What are you saying happened in Mena?
Let us in on the joke.
No. I can't speak any more about that because I don't want the NSA outside my door.
Well, I remember hearing in the 1990s from one of the, some sort of VHS conspiracy tape that my dad had about the Clintons, that they were alleged to have been dealing cocaine out of the Mena, Arkansas airport.
A lot of it was flowing through. Yeah, and who was that story about? I can't remember his name.
Clinton.
The pilot. It's well known. It slips my mind. But
anyway,
go ahead.
My problem here is I got to call you Rich because I've only known you as Rich. MVP of the show. Like,
I'm sorry about that, man.
Thought he was on. I don't know if he thought he was not on the radio there, but we're doing a radio show.
Unfortunately, if you do call, you just got to avoid, the seven words you can't say on TV. They sort of apply to radio still. We're going to stay on the phones.
Next time.
Where we've got Charles calling in. Charles, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Actually, put Charles on hold because we don't really have time to really...
Charlie, you still there?
Just put him on hold.
We're going to put you on
hold. Yeah, I'm still here.
No, just put him on hold.
We're going to put you on hold and come back.
Okay, thank you.
And we'll be back, Free Talk Live.
855-450-FREE. That's our number. That's the number you call to get on the air. Just keep it clean. This is Free Talk Live.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. That's the number you call to let us and America know what you think. Today we are talking about impeachment, and we're not opposed to changing the subject and talking about what you want to talk about. This is Open Phones Radio. You control the airwaves, and that is what's cool, I think, about Free Talk Live. That's what got me listening. This is Chris in studio. We also have...
Hey, it's Ian.
And nobody.
And we have been, like I said, it's been Impeachment Talk Thursday. I'm not going to bore you, and I'm not going to talk about impeachment every time I'm on the air, but I'd like to talk about this a little bit because I find it fascinating. I think it's more of a game today than it has been in the past. I think there's more politics at play than there probably were I can't tell you that. Than Andrew Johnson's time.
See, I think it's just a continued... I think nothing will come of it. Nothing real. No, and it's just continued cover-up of Epstein.
You think so? You know. That's possible.
I mean, Epstein,
if we're not
Epstein
talking about
dies,
Epstein.
The next thing you got, no, you got two shootings. You've got this Greta person, and now you've got this. And
I don't think it's covering up Epstein. It's just it's an election campaign move by the Democrats. They know it's not
going
to go anywhere. They just want to be able to wear it on their sleeve and say, "See, we tried. See, we went after that bad man, but well, we just couldn't make it work. We did our best, though. Vote for us."
You may be right.
And that may play with a lot of people, and a lot of Republicans are sitting there going, this is nothing but, it's all trumped up, no pun intended.
Yeah.
But, you know, if the president did use, if, and this is a big if the president used his position, if he used his influence to try to influence a foreign power to investigate somebody, if that's the implication, and if that is true, then they can decide that in the Senate. I don't care. You know, it's almost a foregone conclusion that the House is going to vote to impeach him, and it will go to the Senate for a trial. Do you think? Do you think it's a foregone conclusion?
I think that if they bring the impeachment, which sounds like they're doing, they can probably get enough votes in the House.
Yep.
I think they can probably get enough votes in the House, but I think that it will politically damage the people who vote for it. So, some of them might back out.
How would it politically damage them to go against the person who is on the other side of the aisle?
Well,
that's what they're expected to do.
Yeah.
How this played out in Nixon was, okay, well, we all recognize that he did some bad things, and it was a jury was still out as to whether, that's enough to actually, remove somebody from the presidency. But then everything that came out was about the cover-up. All this stuff that Nixon did to obstruct the investigation.
And
he didn't want this stuff to
come
out.
That's where Trump shined here, is he actually released the transcript.
He released one transcript created by his own administration. So I don't know.
All transcripts will be created by the administration. Who else is going to create them?
Well, a tape. And that's what was Nixon's downfall.
Well, that would still be created by the administration.
True,
unless,
but it's not somebody's interpretation of something. It's their actual words. I would love to hear tape. I would love to hear exactly what was said. I think that would be the best way to do
it. It would certainly be nice to hear tapes with tone of voice also.
Absolutely. We're going to go back to the phones. We're going to try Charlie again. Charlie, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Charlie, are you there?
Charlie?
Going once.
You got to go to Candy Mountain.
Going twice. Try calling back if you're still there. We're going to go to Clive.
Charlie.
Clive, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, so this is actually Etienne de la Boissie and Clive.
Hello there.
And we're Liberty Tour of New Hampshire, and we wanted to call in and talk about some liberty.
Cool.
Very cool.
I'm in the right place.
Excellent, excellent. So, hey, for the audience that don't know, I'm Etienne de la Boissie Squared, and I'm the author of a book exposing intergenerational organized crimes, control of the government and the media. It's called Understanding Our Slavery, where I do it in visualizations and images and memes, and we're doing a little tour of the East Coast, and with me I've got a gentleman by the name of Clive DeCarl, and he is a natural health expert from the UK, and I'm going to let him introduce himself to you right now.
Yes, hello.
Hi there.
Hey.
Welcome to New Hampshire. Now, I happen to know Etienne. He goes by another name normally. I don't know if we're allowed to say that, but I've read his book. No, I'm not allowed to say it? Okay.
Well, I'll just say the caller, because I don't think I can say
the whole
what
name.
You just said.
Yeah. It's a good book. I've got a copy of it here.
Do you guys have some dates that you're going to be...
Yeah, what is this tour about? Like, what
showing
exactly?
up here in New Hampshire?
And are you coming to Keene?
Well, Etienne lives in New Hampshire. I know that much.
Yes, I'm a new mover and Free State Project member, and I had to leave the state for a little bit to pick up an RV for the tour, and we have been kind of going up the East Coast. We started with Anarchadelphia, where Clive and I were both speakers. That was a fantastic event. And,
yeah, I was going to ask. We were promoting it on the air, but I wasn't due to another thing I had to do that weekend. I couldn't make it down there. So it was their first one ever. You liked it?
Oh, it was fantastic. Fantastic crowd. There was probably 150-plus attendees, speakers, volunteers. It was very kind of intimate. Everybody got to meet each other.
Cool.
The energy was great. The lineup was fantastic, and I'm really optimistic that these, voluntarist anarchy libertarian events are now kind of popping up all over the place. We've had Anarcho Vegas, we've had Anarcho Delphia, we've got Anarchon going on in Virginia, we've got Anarchapulco and Acapulco, and so more and more people seem to be discovering liberty.
So it's interesting, and we have callers of all political stripes, and a lot of people will hear the term anarchy, and oh my God, so it's all like Mad Max. That you want to return us to a Mad Max world. Is that what this is all about?
So, hey, funny you said that. So I covered that in my book, and I call it the biggest secret in American politics, and that, anarchy just means no rulers. But because the rulers don't want you to know that there's an option on the menu called No Rulers, they've used their media and their propaganda system and even control of the dictionary. And in the book, Understanding Our Slavery, one of the things I do is I compare the definition of anarchy from Webster's Dictionary, 1826, with the current version from the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. So you can see how the definition of the word anarchy has been changed to chaos or dystopia to throw people kind of off the trail of the only political philosophy that's fair for everybody, which is voluntarism or anarchy, where nobody gets the ring of power. Nobody gets to use violence on anybody else. And because that is the only, you know, political system that's fair for everybody, well, the powers that shouldn't be obviously don't want you to know about that. And so since we control the media and we control the dictionary, because, you know, we'll just change the meaning to throw you off the trail.
Yeah. So the ring of power must be destroyed because no one is fit to bear it.
So where is your tour going? You said up the East Coast. Where are you now?
Yeah, so we did events in New York City. We did Manchester last night, and we're looking for an event. We're looking for an event space in Portsmouth for Sunday. And so I was going to throw that out to your listeners as well. Anybody that can help us out. We've had some lines in the water, but
there's a Free Stater space out there. It's called the Praxium.
Yep.
I don't know who's in charge of it, but I do know what it's called. I don't know where it is, but
is that Roger Paxton's thing?
No, I don't know. He might be a member of it. I'm not sure, but if you connect with anybody that lives out in Portsmouth, out in that way, they can probably point you to whoever it is that runs that thing. I've never been there, but I know it exists.
Well, we'll definitely
plug where people can get your book real fast because we're short on time.
Right. Okay. Where can I find your book?
So it's funny. We just sold out of the number one selling book at the Anarchadelphia conference. We sold out of.
Tell us where you can find it, because we're really short on time.
UnderstandingOurSlavery.com and ClyveTheCurl.com.
Hey, thanks, man. Good luck with the tour.
Hey,
hope to have you out here at some point.
855-450-FREE. We've been talking impeachment, we've been talking cryptocurrency, and we have been talking voluntarism. It's not a bad idea. If you don't know what it is, look it up. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I really haven't been sick. People in my house come down with whatever's going around, but it passes me by, and I just take a couple of more, just in case. But I really haven't been sick since I started taking them, you know. And my energy level is a lot better. I'm walking around, and I can do 5 miles a day. Oh, I'll tell you, I'm a firm believer in it. You know, don't mess with success.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Receive 25% off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. With these discounts, you will still receive free shipping on every order. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FREETALKLIVE.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.